This is Akashvani Ithanagar, the news read by Hagayani. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, China has persisted with its senseless attempts to rename places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. We firmly reject such attempts. Assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is, has been and will always be an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always be a state of India. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also strongly condemned China's illegally standardized geographical names given to 30 places inside Arunachal Pradesh. Asserting that the Election Commission was committed to ensuring a free, fair and peaceful election, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sain said the election machinery in the state will not allow any interference in the ensuing poll process. Talking to reporters on Monday, the CEO said that security forces have been asked to keep a strict vigil along the Indo-Myanmar border and Arunachal Nagaland border in order to prevent any attempt by antisocial elements from across the border to disturb the poll process. The chief electoral officer informed that the poll day, April 19, has been declared as dry day. Further, government has declared a paid holiday on the voting day. Every eligible voter employed in any business, trade or any other establishment will be entitled for holiday and wages on the poll day. The CEO also said that the Election Commission has made special arrangements for senior citizens aged 85 and above and people with disabilities who can cast their votes from home. The state has 4,211 voters aged 85 and above and 5,596 PWD voters. Altogether, 8,92,694 electorates, including 4,54,256 female and 5 transgender voters, are eligible to exercise their adult franchisee in the simultaneous polls for the 18th Lok Sabha and the 11th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh. 10 candidates of BJP have already won the election unopposed. The Congress Party in Arunachal Pradesh today released its poll manifesto for the ensuing simultaneous elections to 18th Lok Sabha and 11th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh. The manifesto was unveiled by the State Congress President and contesting candidate from Arunachal West Parliamentary seat, Navam Tuki, along with former MP and party's Election Campaign Committee Chairman, Takam Sanjoy, and other senior leaders at Itanagar. The Congress manifesto promises, among others, job guarantee to unemployed youth, upgradation of all government primary and middle schools to residential schools, doubling of students' stipends, setting up of super speciality hospitals in every district headquarters, immediate scrapping of national pension scheme and restoration of old pension scheme, etc. Election expenditure observer for Papampare, Praveen Kataraki, convened a meeting with the contesting candidates of Itanagar, Doimukh and Sagali Assembly constituency and the Election Expenditure Monitoring Team and the Accounting Team at UPR today. Addressing the House, Kataraki said the expenditure monitoring in the elections endeavours to provide a level playing field for all the candidates by preventing candidates from gaining an unfair advantage through excessive spending. The Office of District Election Officer East Cumming had a consultative cum interactive meeting with all MLA candidates of the district in presence of General Observer, Expenditure Observer, all returning officers, SP and others. The meeting was aimed at imparting legal awareness to all the candidates about the election process and also to sensitize them on the rules and regulations besides the expectations of Election Commission of India from the candidates. In a unanimous call, the candidates assured the House of a violence-free election. The Indian Army's Blazing Sword Division today undertook a project under Operation Sadbhavna for a provision of furniture and stationeries to Thupten Choling Balika Vidyalaya Low in Tawang. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.